Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you, Intimate Encounters, with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taj, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
You had a rough day, man.
Yeah. And
I'm still up in this motherfucker feeling like some damn baked chicken.
Fuck it, bring out the barbecue sauce.
Man, this is bullshit, man. I'm hot than a motherfucker. Feel like, hey, it's just some bullshit. Sunshine, hey, baby, we see you. I said hi first time. Hi, dog. Let's get into it, man. I just had to vent for a minute.
That's all good, man. Don't sweat it, dude. No pun intended.
Hey, you funny motherfucker. You funny motherfucker.
I'm just saying. Woo! What's the business tonight, man? Let's touch on let's get into some relationship type stuff tonight, man.
Go for it, brother.
Alright. Well, using one word, only one word, describe what's the most important thing in a relationship for you. One word.
One word. You know, you told me that earlier, man, and I've been thinking about that one word. And I came across a couple. I came across the trust, the loyalty, this, that, and the other. But you know what? I'm not going to use neither one of them words. You know what my word is?
What's your word, man?
Understanding.
What is it? Understanding?
Yeah, man, because you know what? We all do fucked up things, man. We all do fucked up things in life. We all make people lose trust in us. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I know you finna say this perfect, but all bullshit aside, I mean, none of us has ever been 100% loyal to nobody. You know what I'm saying? This world, I mean, the flesh is weak. You know what I'm saying? It takes a motherfucker to have real understanding to say, I fucked up or you fucked up. Let's go ahead. I mean, not just to say that the motherfucker blatantly just fucked you over. I ain't talking about motherfuckers. It's like, oh, okay, as long as you understand it, I'm going to fuck up. But, I mean, people fuck up in life. People do. And you know what I'm saying? You really got to have a lot of understanding to make a motherfucker, to forgive a motherfucker. And I think that once you get that understanding, that's when the forgiveness and the love and all that stuff enters the picture. I mean, me personally, I really did, dog. I really took time to thought about what you were saying, and that's my one word: understanding.
Okay. Mine is trust, man.
Okay.
I got trust issues, man. So I think, you know what, man? I think, seriously speaking, man, all jokes aside, I think my problem is when I feel like I'm getting close to you, I start thinking about shit to get away from you. Straight up, man, I actually do that shit, dude. If I catch myself catching feelings, I'm bagging the fuck up. I think I need to go see a psychiatrist or some shit, man. I got some serious ass trust issues. I mean, when you get to the point where you start to feel somebody, and then you start thinking of reasons to back away from a motherfucker, there's some issues going on up in there, man.
Take a big man to admit that. I gotta give you credit for that. It take a big man to actually admit that he got issues. Wait,
hey,
what's up,
I
dog? I don't know. I guess he ain't.
Nah, what's good, fellas? What's good, fellas? I ain't hear you call my name. I was moving around. What's good, fellas?
One word you need, man. The one word, if it's one word to sum up your relationship, what do you got to have? One word.
I think it's like part of time, trust.
Trust. Okay. I understand that. And I mean, because when he first brought that to me, that first thing popped in my mind. You got to have trust. I understand that, and I agree with you, but like I was just saying, we all, ain't none of us perfect, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what, I know I done did some fucked up. I done did some fucked up shit to women, and I mean, I've done some fucked up shit to women that I really love. You know what I'm saying?
And maybe that's why the trust thing is such a big thing, because I know what I done did in the past, and then when I did get that trust, I end up getting hurt. And that's my main fear, getting hurt again, because that shit ain't nice.
I understand what you're saying, dog, but I mean, somebody was telling me that today. Somebody was telling me that they're leaving their city is because they don't, and they got issues with people because they don't want to get hurt. But like I tell them, man, you gonna take all that. I mean, if you come around with trust, everybody.
Hold on, man.
This
shit on mute or something, man. I hear all that.
I mean, like Father Time said. Now he openly admitted that yeah, he got trust issues. You know what I'm saying? And for a person to sit there and say, well, trust is his biggest. I think y'all two got two different terms of trust. Cause his thing is, shit. Unless I'm wrong. I mean, what I got up with you saying, Tom, is that, shit, when it seems like you're getting close, you do something to fuck it up. You do something to break the trust. Am I right?
True that.
Right. Well, Wick talking about that he don't want...
I don't give it a chance. You know what I'm saying? I don't give it a chance. Even, you know, if I start feeling them, you know what I'm saying? If I start liking them too much, I start cutting it off. You know what I'm saying? I stop calling, I stop being around, start acting funny with them.
And I understand y'all on that point, but and I gotta ask, okay, why is that? I mean, cause in the same breath, don't y'all want to be loved?
Yeah, but that's the thing that scare me. You know, been loved before and been in love before, and then that hurt part.
All right, well, now let me ask you. Have you ever did something? Have you ever did anything that just, I mean, that you know that was fucked up what you did?
The last relationship, no. But before then, yeah, I did a lot of things that I knew was fucked up.
Oh, I'm saying, I mean, because, and not to say that you did it purposely to hurt her, it's just you made some bad decisions.
Right.
Right? So right. That's why I say, that's why I truly believe that's where the understanding factor comes in at. I mean, if you know I love you, and I'm not trying to use this as no, you know what I'm saying, I'm not trying to use this to say, well, this is how I can keep doing this, because just understand, but you know, like I said, the flesh is weak, and sometimes we make mistakes. Like I said, man, I've had it done to me. I've done it to people. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you're right. It don't feel good, and I'm pretty sure it don't feel good for them. But you know what I'm
right.
saying? Sometimes you gotta be able to turn your. In certain instances, you gotta be able to just say, well, okay, that was a fucked up mistake. You know, you made a mistake, and you know, because. As us as men, I'm going to be honest with you, man, women give us a lot of breaks. A woman give us a lot of breaks. We can catch a woman cheat. I mean, a woman can catch us cheating 10 times and take us back all 10. We catch
True.
Her once.
And we done.
We moving out the relationship over. I don't want to talk to this bitch no more. Fuck this hoe. She ain't shit. But you know what I'm saying? You got to sometimes look out of them 10 times, you might have drove her to do that one time. I mean, you really can't say, well, all right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, she did this, she did that, I got to leave this bitch. But then you got to think about it, man, look at all the shit I done did. And without hesitation, she just took me back. I mean, you know we hear that bullshit, you ain't shit, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but we done literally broke some of these women's hearts, and they take us back. But soon as motherfuckers say, hey, man, Your girl, she was at the club with old boy. Oh, bitch, I'm moving my shit out. You ain't nothing but a hoe anyway.
Damn, Skippy.
On that understanding, Cass, could you explain it a little bit more? I mean, what you mean by the understanding, you know?
Understand that I'm not perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. I mean, and I don't even just mean in cheating. I don't even mean just cheating. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going to make some mistakes, period, in my life. You know what I'm saying? Not just the cheating. I might make a mistake. I might quit a job that I should have kept. Or
okay,
I might have
okay.
bought a car that I shouldn't have bought. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't giving me no understanding, you know, I just believe understanding plays a big part in the relationship. Without it, I mean, without understanding, you're not gonna develop no trust. And no trust means no love. No love, no relationship.
I agree with everything you just said, but I think you said it in the wrong order. Because I think if you don't trust them, you ain't gonna ever understand them anyway. Because you ain't giving them, you're not giving yourself a chance to understand them. Because you don't trust them. You know what I mean? Sunshine, can you hear me? I see you in the chat room. I like that Vikas behind you. Get that Packers going on over there. Get you some Packer stuff up in there. All right. But I think you have to develop trust first. Without trust, you can't get in. You can't get nothing going, man. I really believe
that. Okay. I feel you. But now let me ask you, though. When you meet somebody, I mean, within that first couple of days or that first couple of weeks, do you trust them like that?
Nope.
Right. So, I mean, you got to get some type of understanding there. I mean, that's just like, okay, for instance, I say, if I meet somebody, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, we can hit it off perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I might be in a relationship. Or I might be. Wait a minute. Before I even finish my sentence, let me let her in. I finally got her to click that one button. Sunshine, what's up, baby?
Nothing. I'm having technical difficulties.
Oh,
I can hear y'all well. I'm listening to y'all on my phone anyway, but I don't know what the hell going on with my headphones.
Yeah, we see you going in and out.
Get you a pack of blanket on your wall. Take that Viking shit off.
You don't tell me what the fuck to put up in my house?
You tell them, girl.
This is Packer country.
Anyway. All right, well, check this out. Check this out. We talking about a one word sum up. I mean, if you got to have it for your relationship, the one word that you tell him, this is what I'm looking for.
You told me to be nice, so I'm still thinking on that one. Well,
this Sin City, baby, don't be nice. This Sin City. Let it hang out.
I'm still thinking on that one.
Hey, can I change my cast since I'm actually really just thought about it?
Wait, man, hold on one second. We got Janine. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, Janine. Hey.
What's good, Janine?
Nothing much.
What's
y'all talking about?
All right, Janine. Tonight's topic is we're going to go on one word. One word. If you had to say to your mate, one word that you want to have. Now, Wick and...
I want to change my ass, man.
Okay, hold on, we'll come back to you. Father Time says trust. Father Time says trust. The reason he says trust, he's saying that the trust is on him. He has trust issues. He says when a woman gets close to him, he has a tendency to do something to fuck it up because he don't want that closeness to him.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Me, I said understanding. Because I feel like the world is not perfect and nobody's in this world. Nobody in this world is perfect. So, I mean, we make our mistakes. I mean, but I'm not saying to blatantly go out there. And I don't mean just with cheating. I mean, sometimes you just got to be understanding that people do, you know, we all do fucked up shit that, you know, it's like, okay, that might not have been the right thing to do. But, you know, through the understanding, you know, we can, me and you can get through it. Even though that wasn't the smartest thing that I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had to come up with one word, what would it be?
Honesty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
I'm just the type of person where I don't like people to try to bullshit me. So if I'm going to be in a relationship with somebody, I would rather you tell me the truth, whether you feel like it's going to hurt my feelings or not, because you can't determine how I feel. So I would rather you be honest with me and allow me the opportunity to either understand it, stay with you, leave, or whatever I'm going to do, but give me the opportunity to be honest.
You know what? And all bullshit aside, I mean, when me and Father Time talked about this earlier, I thought about trust and all that. You know what? And I mean, I don't want to sound like this. I'm just a dog ass motherfucker. But honesty never popped in my mind. But what you just said made a lot of sense. And honesty is a good one. All right. Well, you said you changed yours. What? Now, what you changed yours to?
I think of respect, man, since I thought about it, because a lot of things that I did, I stopped respecting that person. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Respect. Okay.
Respect. Because if you lose respect, you lose trust, you lose everything else, because you don't respect them. If they disrespecting you, you go the other way. You're going to start disrespecting them. Respect is a big one.
Okay. I'm cool. I can deal with that. Janine, let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you seem like we pretty much know you. You can get wild when you want to.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, as far as respect goes, I mean, do you ever feel like, okay, I'm not going to respect nobody? Because I see a lot of women be like, fuck that dog. And fuck, you know what? I ain't going to even say fuck the dog ass nigga. They be like, fuck the nigga that's, you know, the nigga that's trying to give them it's a lot of lack of respect. But
the dog
ass nigga, they just, you know what I'm saying? He could tell you, K your ass in the house and don't K your ass in no club. Girl, I'm going on in the house because I don't even want him tripping. But then you got the one guy to be like, hey, you want to stay home with me and, you know, do something? Nigga, you out your mind. I ain't staying home. I'm going to the club. So, I mean, why do women do that?
Not yet, I don't know.
I think that's the women that's
control.
In the...
Yeah,
I think it's
it has a lot to do with a man being controlling and the woman being submissive to that man. If he's overbearing and stay your ass at home, don't go to the club, that's him being controlling. And I'm not the type that if a man tell me stay your ass at home, you can't go to the club, I don't give a fuck who you is, I'm grown.
So in other words, I'm gonna ask this because you know what I'm saying. I'm not an angel. I'm not an angel at all. By no means am I. I have been that person like, oh, you gonna stay your ass at home? You ain't going nowhere. I have been that person. So, and I mean, okay. And I know I'm a jackass for doing it at times. But now I got to ask. I mean, if you can see it in my face that, oh, he's really serious, are you the type that's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to avoid conflict, just sit my ass down, or fuck it, I'm gonna push that button. I'm gonna call this bluff and see how far this gonna go. Now, which one would you do, Sunshine?
You know, I gotta push that button. I'm sorry, that's just me, because I feel that if you can't come to me better than that, and you have to come at me, stay your ass at home, like you ordering me to do something, I can't be submissive to that. If you come to me and say, you know, baby, why don't you stay home with me tonight? That's different. I could
okay,
be submissive
now,
to that.
Okay, but you knew from day one I didn't want you to go. You knew from right off the barrel I didn't want you to go. You knew that.
I mean, it depends on the severity of what it is. Like, okay, say I'm going out to celebrate my best friend's birthday. You're not going to stop me from doing that. But a simple fact, just like y'all have that bros before hoes or whatever y'all look, thing is, females have that same thing. If y'all feel that it's important enough for y'all to go celebrate with y'all boy and not stay at home with y'all woman, why your woman can't do the same thing?
So in other words, you're trying to so you like playing that tit for tat game.
It's not tit for tat.
I mean, you saying because I do what you gonna do it.
I'm saying because you saying that you can do it while I can't do it if I'm grown.
I feel like you playing the tit for tat game with me. And I ain't playing that shit.
Whatever.
You gonna sit your ass down.
Nigga, this ain't Ike and Tina Turner, and Ike even got his ass whooped in the limo. You wanna go for a limo ride?
Hey!
Look how long it took Ike to get that ass whooping, though.
Hey,
what?
Clean yourself. Go to doing 10.
Can I make ask a question on that?
I gotta say one thing about that, and I'll let you say what you gotta say. I didn't give a fuck about that ass whooping. Y'all really think I gave a fuck because he lost that one fight? If y'all look at that scene, I went in that room, turned it, and finally whooped his ass. Do you think, I mean, really, if everybody, I know we all done watched the movie 100 times. Think about that scene. That nigga Ike say, all right, now wake me up in the, wake me up about an hour. Get yourself cleaned up. Ike didn't give a fuck because he lost that one fight.
So that nigga was out of mind anyway.
It don't matter what he was, but Ike didn't give a fuck. Ike did not care that he lost that one fight. Shit. Everybody always talking about, well, he didn't fall back. Didn't give a fuck, shit. Ike was full of that shit anyway. Ike didn't even know he was even in a fight.
Exactly.
His record was 101.
He woke up in the anime, where the fuck you at, anime? Oh, you want to leave now. I'm going to beat this bitch ass. That's all I said. I didn't even think about the fact that Tina finally hit him back. But, Wick, you said you had something you wanted to say. What was it, dog?
Yeah, I want to add to this. You know, it's strange that everybody say what they won't do, but love makes you change shit. Because I done seen people, you look at them, be like, why the fuck is she with this motherfucker? Why the fuck is he with this bro? Because they treat them like shit. You know, love makes you do crazy shit, and you stay there to take the shit. It took Tina Turner, what, 15 years before she finally fall back?
It was a long-ass time.
I'm just putting a guess. I say 15 years. And Ike was beating her ass, taking the pussy. He was making her eat cake. He gonna eat that cake, anime. You know, so people can't really say what they'll do until they really in love.
And I know I'm finna catch some flack for this, but I gotta come to the defense of Ike. I gotta come to Ike's defense. I don't think Ike was as bad as Tina made him out to be. I ain't saying he was no angel. But I don't think Ike was as bad. Tina was probably a motherfucker, too. She probably got full of herself. Ike had to bring her back down a peg or two.
Yeah, you never hear the second part of the story. We can only two people know what's happening in that house.
go on YouTube. I could tell his side of the story. I could tell you, and it may wasn't the way she portrayed herself to be. I'm just putting it out there. I'm a Ike Turner fan, so.
I ain't mad at Ike either. He wasn't whipping my ass.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think Ike was that bad. Janine, what you think? You think Ike was that bad? Because you did with Ike Turner.
I don't think he was as bad as she made it out to be, but, you know, they had to make a movie. So, you know, they had,
to make it interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know, Cass. That fish, the fish tank scene was kind of bad, man. That was kind of bad, man.
How do I took the pussy from their wife once or twice? Or their girl?
What'd you say?
Who ain't took the pussy once or twice from that girl?
And excited me. I like that thing.
Okay. Now, who said that? Who just said that? Now, I already know who it was.
I do
now,
have to
say,
agree, though.
Yeah,
I love that thing.
Fucker had you up on that motherfucker and he hitting you like that. You gonna really be mad?
Yes.
Now maybe the smacking part he could have left out, but shit, overall he got me over there. I mean, Ike was hitting it hard too. It looked like she wanted to tense up a little bit and grab him, but shit. I mean, of course it was for the movie, so
I think they
just had a wild ass sexual affair. And Tina was doing that shit, too. I wasn't the only one snorting.
I believe that, too.
Yeah.
By
yeah, I second that one.
He could make her do anything he wanted. You think he... Hey, anime, come on, try. Fuck this cake. Try some of this damn coke.
Oh, of course. He probably threw it in her nose. Take this shit.
Nigga, you think she got on that jumping and gyrating, big wheels keep on turning? You think she did all that dancing? She wasn't on some shit. You doing that shit? What? You on a roll?
Man, what about the scene when she just got out the hospital and went straight to the damn stage? She's snoring on her way to that stage.
Yeah, she full of that shit that night. She had to be.
Better get out there and sing for me. Hey, I'm gonna remind all y'all. Crack is whack.
Hi, Whitney.
Hold up, man. Hold on, we got another caller calling here. Hold on. Caller, what's happening?
How you doing?
Oh,
man.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm trying to pay no voice.
What's good with everybody?
Shit, still on here networking and politics.
Good, stranger.
You know, handling things. But
so I like to treat you, baby.
Yeah, it's beep, but I'm good.
You know how that is. That's why you call Sin City. You know, hey, get on here and let the fun times roll.
Yeah, well, you know, it's quiet in here. So I
what's happening? What's happening? How you doing?
I decided to call in to see how everybody was doing.
Oh, that's good. Now, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tonight's topic. We're talking about one word. If you had to say something to your mate, and you wanted to describe, I mean, this is what you want out your relationship. One word.
Depending on the day, communication.
You know, that's another one I didn't think about.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you don't want to let her talk back. Don't honestly go with communication, though.
Some people can't handle my mouth, you know.
Hey, Cass, but wouldn't the honesty go with communication, though? Wouldn't they go in the same category?
I don't know. Shit, would it?
Not all the time.
I don't know, man, because I
can communicate to you what I want you to know without being honest about everything.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, I understand that.
If you can omit some shit and he not get the whole story, but at the same time, you not lying.
I'm not being completely honest either. I'm just like, you know, you might have a situation where, you know, one person is more sensitive or more jealous or whatever. So you tell them the truth about what they want to know, and you communicate without causing a problem.
But don't they go in the category of lying in there?
Exactly.
If you want to put it in a category, you can, but those are two different words with two different definitions.
Okay. How? Explain to me like I'm a 3-year-old. I don't understand.
No, you get the Webster's Dictionary and look up lying and look up communication.
Yeah, but if you're stretching the truth on the communication.
I'm not stretching the truth.
You're not telling the whole
communicating.
Story.
Communicating. No, I'm communicating. We're having a conversation. I'm explaining to you. And then once you reply back, then I can see what you can take and what you can't.
So that's holding the truth.
No, it's not holding the truth. You might not be ready for the truth at that moment. Or the truth might come out. Communicating. I mean, that's what I don't understand. Why communicating has to be lying? I mean,
for me, it depends on what you're communicating about.
Right.
Okay. Well, all right now.
Don't communicate with me.
That's why I said respect. If you're going to respect me, you're going to respect me enough to tell me the truth.
I mean, because if you're talking about how I can communicate with you, but you ain't telling me the truth, all right,
that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I feel like when you're communicating, you're giving the truth. But when I said communicating, then somebody else brought in the whole thing of isn't that just like telling, you know, lying or telling the truth?
No,
communication is speaking your mind, period.
No, you didn't get the whole thing. I went with the whole
talking.
Thing that you said.
That's what communicating is, talking.
Right.
Hold on one second. We got a new caller. What's the happening? Caller?
Hey.
What's up, baby? Miss Toya. Yeah.
What's up? What's going on?
How
everybody doing?
Hi, Miss Toy.
Hey, baby.
How you doing, boo?
I'm good. How you been?
Missing you.
Oh, miss y'all too.
We just got an old school reunion going on here. We got a
Glad to hear from you, cuzzo.
No. How y'all been? I was listening to y'all topic. I was listening.
Mm.
Give us one, baby girl. Keep it real with
us. What? I think in a relationship, if you know your mate, you know what part of the truth to tell them and what part to leave out. And it's not lying. Not to me. I'm saving your feelings. Does that make sense?
No.
That's lying.
Hey, everybody's entitled to that.
Okay.
Okay, so now what you saying? I mean, because you saying that, okay, you're not going to tell me that you hurt my feelings, right?
Right. No, I will tell you.
I mean, not even that. It's not even that. I'm just going to make sure I word my conversation to go around your emotions.
There you go. Exactly.
But
and it's
isn't
not
that right? But isn't that like you just keeping an argument from happening? You actually just help yourself.
If you love that, why would you want to have an argument with somebody you love?
She's trying to spare that person feeling.
Right.
Why would you want to have an argument with somebody you love instead of just breaking it down to them the best way you can, and if and then in communicating, they're going to reply. And if they don't get what you're saying, then you might have to just go ahead and say, well, this is what it is. But if you can communicate to that person without hurting their feelings, then that's the main thing right there, right?
But if you respect that person that much, shouldn't you tell them the truth? Regardless
of
telling
them the truth.
She's not talking about lying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about lying.
Wisely to spare that person's feelings. That's like you don't want no female telling you that she don't enjoy having sex with you. You don't want her coming to you saying, nigga, you can't fuck.
You would rather her tell you that I like to have it this way or I like to have
it. You ain't got to be in front of all my homies. Well, yeah, you can tell me that.
Yeah, but would you rather her to tell you?
Oh, man, come on now.
Would you rather her to tell you than take it and then go find somebody else?
Hey, you sit down and you got your magazine and I'm humping my ass off. Come on,
Maybe I could change something, get a toy or something, you know, help out.
Would you rather the woman be like, baby, you can't fuck, or would you rather, baby, I want you to eat my pussy this way, put my leg this way? Is that my feelings if I'm telling you what to do, or if I flat out just say, nigga, you can't fuck worth shit? Which one would you rather have? Because either way, it's both the truth.
Right.
It's just about how I say
right.
It,
it's just about the words you choose and the way you present it.
No,
that's
no,
it. But that's
okay,
not. But that's not telling him the truth. That is not telling him the truth. Because you just saying, just change my legs over this way. He still can't
no.
fuck.
Okay, but look, I've been in a situation where the guy we started off and he was like a robot. But instead of telling him, you ain't hitting my spots and I can bust better with my hand, I just told him, I want to show you what makes me get off better and I want you to show me what makes you get off better. Or I asked him, where is your mind at and why are we having sex? Instead of saying, ugh, I'm thinking about another nigga while I'm screwing you. Or this is like a waste of time. Why take the words? Your words can cut somebody deep. Why take your words to hurt them when you can communicate with peace and respect?
You know what? Okay, now with that being said, okay, to say things that way, but that ain't how y'all put it at first. Y'all put it like, okay, I just lied to you to make
that way.
I didn't ever say I would lie to you and tell you anything. I just said I would say what I had to say without hurting your feelings.
But see, the way you put it, it sounded like a lie. I'm sorry, it did.
And that's where
you just wasn't listening.
If I'm wrong. I'm wrong, okay, but that's how I took it.
And that sometimes that can be a problem. That can be a problem sometimes because, you know, when you're communicating, if both parties ain't communicating with them and ain't responding, then somebody, like I can talk to you and you tell me you understand everything I say and go away with anger in your heart because you're not really getting what I'm trying to say.
And that's why I don't like the people to talk to me like that. That's exactly why. Because I might not understand what you're trying to say. You need to be direct. I'm the type of person that you need to be direct with me. You can't be beating all around the bush. You need to tell me what you're trying to say.
I will be direct with what I have to say, but I'm going to do it in a polite way. And if you don't understand, then I'll have to say, well, this is what I'm saying.
You ain't gotta say, nigga, you can't fuck. I mean, you would just be like, look, what you do don't work for me. I mean, what you doing don't work for me. I mean, but
that's
tell
blind,
me
though.
That it
you
don't.
Blind.
You said what, baby?
You just said that was lying a second ago.
Right.
No.
You say somebody tell you flat out that you can't fuck, but then you just said, I'd rather you tell me.
No, Cass said,
don't do it in front of my boys. Don't just walk out there and be like, baby, you can't fuck.
All
conversation y'all supposed to be having in front of y'all, in front of your boys anyway.
Right, that's not communication. That's try to bust your balls.
Now, wait a minute. Okay. Y'all niggas know I be joking. Now, come on now. Damn, y'all lighten up. Lighten up for you today. Shit. back, y'all. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Now, check this out, y'all. I want to do something a little different. Well, it ain't different. It's just something we ain't did in a while. What's been going on with everybody? I mean, we got the old school back on here. So what's been going on? Miss Toya, you've been gone the longest. So what's been going on with you?
Nothing, man. I done moved. I done working.
Just
work, really. Yeah, so. Just been working a lot. Nothing spectacular. Same old.
Hold on. Toya. You bet not.
What?
Toya, this is Sin City. We don't care. This Sin City, we don't care about you working. You know what we
know.
What's the good shit jumping off? Now, come on, I'll let you, boy. What's been going on?
I have a wonderful sex life now. How's it?
Tell them the truth, baby girl. Just tell them God is good. He's been good to you.
That's wrong, and I just, yeah. Mm-hmm. God has been really good to me. I can't complain.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
But, you know,
okay. Moving on now. God damn it. Sunshine, what's up, baby? You ain't been on here in a minute. What's been going on with you? Last time we talked to you, you was kind of frustrated.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's gotten better. Who was I frustrated for?
You weren't getting your sex. You weren't getting enough dick.
Oh, yeah. That do frustrate me.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I'm an everyday type, you know, so yeah. But it's getting better. I'm not frustrated today. Well, I'm frustrated, but it's not because of that. I'm frustrated with my job, but... Started a new job, making more money. That's about all I can tell you right now.
Okay. Janine, what's going on with you, baby?
Nothing.
Man, shit. You ain't got to say it like that.
But Janine, that can't be good.
Huh?
I said, for you, that can't be good.
Yeah, you know that can't be good.
Oh, y'all
know. A lot of things going on. It's a lot of things going on. Sure.
I ain't laughing at you, baby, but hey. It's like, with that attitude come, it's like, oh, just step back, let that hurricane go past.
Yeah.
But you know,
everybody needs to step back.
You know we love you now. Come on, don't be mean.
How you doing?
Don't act like, I'm just saying. What's up, dog?
Can I ask you a question?
What's up, man?
Is this
such
thing as too much sex?
That's no.
What?
No.
Answer.
You know what? That's
if
a good question.
Thing is not enough.
Let me ask y'all a question right quick. Let me ask y'all a question. We kind of touched on this last night. Okay, now let me ask y'all. Okay, if you were a porn star, right? You have sex all the time, every day, all the time, because you make the moves and everything. How can you be in the mood for your man? How can you go home and get more sex?
Because
than that?
that's
too
the
much
difference.
Sex?
That's a job and a relationship.
That's where love come in, man.
But isn't that too much sex?
No.
You did done 10 scenes at work. You had sex with like 15 different guys.
Don't
and then you
get some absence out and get it on. What you talking about?
That's if you love that man, that's a job.
You haven't paid attention to half of those women be faking.
Huh?
I thought you got to know that.
Nah, he think they real. Don't you hear him? Uh-huh, he be saying what? Uh-huh. I mean, they don't make that important.
That is just like a damn soap opera.
Okay, let me backtrack here a little bit. Okay, now tell me if I'm wrong. Okay, you have sex on the stage, you know, I mean in the movies or whatever, right? You do 10, 12 scenes a day, maybe for
right.
a straight week. You don't have for a straight week, right? You got 10, 12 sex scenes for a straight week. Let's say Monday through Friday, okay? And we're talking 14 to 16 hours a day, you have the sex every day.
Okay.
You do movies. Now
okay.
it's Saturday. It's Saturday. You just got off. You come home, and your man is like, "Baby, I ain't seen you all week. Let's get it on."
I would tell my man, "Give me a minute."
I mean, what are you asking?
Okay, Father, before you go ahead, before you go, can I just answer that first?
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, dog. Now this is just my take on it, and if don't nobody agree with me, please tell me. I mean, in order to be in the sex industry and to fuck like that, dog, they're not just doing it for the money. Them motherfuckers like to fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you just like to do. You like to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a problem to them. You know what I'm saying? Fucking 4, 5, 6 times a day, then go home, fuck they man. That's not a problem to them, dog. And take it from somebody who likes to fuck. I mean, that's
okay.
not a problem.
Right. So,
I agree with you on that, because me and Father Time had this conversation. We had this talk, last week? That's where it started on. You know, I feel the same way that she going to come home and fuck her man. But it still got to do with the love thing because she just fucking him. That's a job.
She right. wants to connect with the person she's emotionally involved with. So
right.
if she come home at night after get through fucking 10 scenes, she's going to have a more intimate situation with the person she's with.
And females
really?
Don't bust nuts like, and females don't bust nuts like we do. They don't bust nuts just like we do. Everybody don't
right.
make a female bust a nut.
Well, look, all I'm saying is, if I can't marry a porn star, I just couldn't. Because, number one, I'm thinking, if you're having sex all day, every day, Monday through Friday, you're making your moves and so forth, I mean, how can you get up for me?
Now, be honest, Father Time, say what you said when we were talking about it. You're going to be sitting there on the scene looking.
No,
you said you're
going to
be there.
No, we were talking about True Blood then.
Oh, well, that's still fucking. That's a scene. She was fucking on the scene.
I'm just saying, I don't think if I was with a porn star.
You have porn stars who are married, and they see
a lot of them.
That they see their mate kissing another man in the mouth, giving them head, but yet, because they love that person, they continue in their relationship.
It's an
That's
act.
Love come in.
Actors act. Hoes out of pornos are acting.
That's it's a job.
That's a show. They're putting up something for your entertainment. They are getting paid to fuck. Now, if I go home, I thought that's love. A woman's orgasm is connected to her emotions.
Hey, homie, let me tell you something. You got a lot of porn stars out here that ain't making movies. But they done fucked 10 niggas before they got home.
Oh, hold on, man. Hold on. We got somebody new to the show. What's up, Carla? I'm sorry, sweetheart. What's up, Carla? Okay, I guess you don't want to talk.
That's
you
what
you
get for not letting her answer her question.
No, I'm saying. I'm sorry, Toya. I did not mean no disrespect. Believe that.
I know.
But, you know, somebody pushed one. I was just trying to get him in right quick. That's all.
Yeah.
But go ahead, sweetheart. I'll answer your question.
Let me tell y'all about me. Me and my man, we do it in the morning before I go to work. And we work opposite of each other. Both of us work a lot. But then when we're together, that's all we do. every day, no matter what. Is that
the one? Nine times out of ten, that woman is stressed from all of that work she just did and that porno scene. And she want to come home and be caressed and relaxed and all of that. She want to bust a real nut, not a fake one, because when they saying, oh, she's coming and all that, that's just fake noise and, you know what I'm saying, what is it, when editing.
See, I think my boy Eddie Murphy said it best on his joke. Baby, I was making love to you. I was fucking her.
There you go.
But you know what?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, fucking and making love is two different things.
Two different things, exactly.
I can love you all. I can love you with all my heart, but I will fuck the shit out you.
Yeah, but you still gonna be making love to her because you're looking at her different.
But, and then too, when you fucking somebody you ain't in a relationship with, you can get up, put your clothes on, and walk out with no feelings.
Okay, I understand that whole concept there. I understand that whole concept.
Go ahead, Cass, my bad.
This is what I gotta ask. I mean, I hear what y'all saying, but don't nobody on here have just raunchy ass sex that is just like, I mean, shit. You out there's over like, damn, I just got treated like a buff, damn.
Yeah, that's how I get. I do that every day. That's
what?
Do y'all eventually? Am I gonna get tired of him, or is he gonna get tired of me? That's what I want to know, because I've never been with somebody that I wanted to do every day.
I like my girls to be bust down. Get
that off. Get that off for me. But see, making love come different. When you're making love, you're not going to do your fucking moves. When you fucking, you try all types of shit with that, when you fucking that broad. You trying to stick it in the knot. Huh?
Okay, I'm doing that. I was just telling Janine the other day. Oop, did I let that slip out? I mean, I was just... I'm playing, y'all. I'm joking.
Both men always ring twice.
Janine, I'm playing.
That was pretty good, wasn't it, Cass? That was pretty good.
Oh,
don't nobody know what I'm talking about.
Your ass. The fuck up part two that went on here to hear.
Man, I always ring twice, baby.
I'm froze, man.
Right. Hey, so then, all right, okay, now.
By the time I'm having technical difficulties over here, y'all.
Okay, well, don't work that. Hey, Sunshine, you still with me, right?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Baby, I can hear you.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Now, I'm saying that we all adults here. We all adults. We all go through our things, our trials, tribulations, we go through. I mean. Now, you and your guy, I mean, last time you was on here with us, you say you and your guy was the one that, you know, it was a little edgy. It was a little edgy. Now, don't you think understanding played a big part in that in order to get y'all over that hump?
You asking me?
I'm just saying for both of y'all, right?
I'm saying, are you talking to me?
Yes, baby, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it did. It really did.
I hate to say
because
my phone is about to go dead, y'all, so this butter signing out.
All right, baby.
All right,
good to hear from you.
Bye, baby.
All
Good to hear from you.
You too.
I mean, it did play a part in it because I can't admit that I was being selfish because he worked, you know, really hard and really long hours. And, yeah, I was being a lot selfish. Oh, well.
Could you elaborate on the selfish part that you was on? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand. I might have missed that show.
The last time I was on, I was frustrated because he wasn't fucking me every day like I wanted.
Okay. Now I'm kind of.
So I can admit that I was being selfish in that because I know that he worked long hours, but at the time that wasn't important to me. It was just all about me.
Okay.
And I know I'm going way off the subject here, but Sunshine, you still with me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, can you look in the camera and say, va, 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 voom? Let's look at the camera and say, boom.
You know, that's kind of unfair. That's kind of unfair because our internet just froze up. I want to see the Zaza Zoom, too.
Hey, everybody, SinCityDotSpruce.com. We on that live. We kicking it. We having fun. Yeah, right now we got me and Sunshine, and we having a ball right now. We kicking it. I'm just waiting on her to go va 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 boom. I mean, they out there, y'all. That ain't go va 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 boom. There they go. Shake them fast. I wish I had that queued up. Wow, boy, goddamn. Okay, Miss Toya.
Yes.
All right, baby. Check this out. I'll be there this weekend. What's happening?
For real?
You hanging with me?
Are you lying to me or you telling the truth?
I'll be there Friday.
Okay.
So you hanging with me?
All day. Well, I'll make it out of work.
matter of fact, I'll be there Friday and Friday and Saturday. We kicking it.
All right.
That's great.
I'll
miss you. Janine, where you at, baby?
I'm right here.
Janine, we've been messing with you. We've been talking on you for the past 5 minutes. You ain't done.
You've been cracking jokes on what?
I've been cracking jokes on you for the past 5 minutes. You ain't saying nothing.
I don't care about your jokes.
Oh, damn. This ain't no fun, man. This ain't no fun when Janine don't like to talk to me, man.
That was cute.
I was just saying how me and you was together, then never mind.
That was cute. I like that, Janine. That was cute. Hey, y'all, but look, SinCity.com. We got the new movies up. We got the blogs going on.
Where's my movie at?
The Midget Portals?
Yes.
I can't find none. And we're better than Facebook.
You got
a Midget
Portal?
Put it on the site. Or send it to Father Time so he can put it on the site. I actually, y'all know that was one of my fantasies, to fuck a midget.
That's who you are,
midget.
Fuck you. I ain't no midget. I'm a couple of inches higher than a midget. How about that?
What they call
a dwarf?
No, I'm not a dwarf. A dwarf is shorter than a midget. Hey, I was blessed in other ways, baby. I was blessed in other ways. I had to give up something, so I gave up.
Ooh, I heard that.
You know,
amen.
God told me to give up something, so I was like, give up height. Give me something else.
Yeah, all he gave you was a lot of hair on your chest, motherfucker. He gave you nothing else.
Shit.
I'm glad you don't know the other things I'm blessed with.
Yeah.
Ain't this not a not my
day? No, I can't find no midget stuff, so. But hey,
I tell you to jump in, wait a minute, hold on, dog. I to jump in front of the camera right now and whip it out.
That's that Mitch.
I need some real.
I want to see the chick.
That's not.
She got a midget porno on here.
Oh, that's it. I want to see the chick.
That's a midget. Yeah.
She don't look like no midget from the top.
From the top.
Wow. Well, Janine, there you go. Sunshine got the midget porn.
It's on
she just showed. You got to go to the chat room, and she's showing it to us right now.
That's a midget?
Yeah. You see how low she is bent over that damn couch?
See, that's why I want to fuck a midget.
Wow, they actually sell that shit. Where'd you get that from?
My husband.
All right, that's a different story, huh? Yeah.
We have to do that on a Tuesday.
Sex World.
Sex World, okay. I know what that's at. That's
downtown Minneapolis. Come on, let's go downtown. That's the only one I know is the one downtown. There's another one?
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
Hey, Kev.
Can you see the Bala Boom again? The midget. I'm going to see the Bala Boom. Janine logged on to see the midgets. Can we do the Bala Boom? They're not even on.
Hey, what's
up, yeah, I
will
fuck a midget right about now.
Well, shit, I'm close to one. You can fuck me.
Wait, let me see. Oh, wait. You can't really see. I'm trying to. That's his head right there. Wait, where'd it go? That's his head. That little green thing right there. Mm. He got color in his head.
That's a dude?
Hey, I thought she had a goddamn watermelon
and that
shit.
No, he eating that out. He looked like a little miniature Hulk.
Hey, is it me or everybody knows that Father Time got a little monkey behind him?
That was pretty good, dog. I ain't saying nothing bad about your fat ass today. I ain't saying nothing bad about
you.
I see you got your bra on right now, though.
A thousand pardons, man. I didn't know. A thousand pardons.
I ain't saying nothing about your little fat ass.
A thousand pardons, brother. I didn't know. I thought a little monkey behind me.
I see you start wearing them goddamn glasses looking like one of them fire monkeys that day.
Say what now?
I see you start wearing them glasses looking like one of them weird fire monkeys.
No. Oh, man.
Show me the name of it.
My glasses in the truck, man. I had to take my truck to the shop.
You the fuck the truck that do what?
So your name of it? Midget Madness.
Do they got any black midgets on now?
Crazy little fuckers.
They ain't gonna have Bushwick and what's the other motherfucker them. Too sweet concentrate.
I don't remember seeing none.
I want to see a black midget fucking.
Got them on YouTube.
Not on YouTube?
You said you could catch midget fucking on YouTube. Are you serious?
I think so.
Nah, YouTube don't show no porn.
Well, go to the porn site. Miss Pinky got what she was doing a midget girl. Ain't that the girl name?
Oh, yeah, Pinky.
So we got two girls, a midget girl and a regular girl doing it. I want to see that.
Yeah. It's on Miss Pinky's thing. It was.
Who the hell is Miss Pinky?
I do want to videotape it for y'all.
You don't know
Pinky? Y'all don't know who Miss Pinky is?
No. All the time don't know who Miss Pinky is.
I don't know who she is.
Boy, you better go on the internet right now and learn you something about Pinky.
That's the hottest bitch in the porn industry right now.
Cash, you remember when Miss Pinky came up to G.I.?
Bitch.
I really don't.
At the little club thing. She lost a little weight and anything.
We got on SinCity.Spruce.com. She's on there. Miss Pinky doing her thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You know Father Time still in the 70s,
80s, bro,
or the 60s,
80s.
That's what you want to tell everybody.
He's still trying to get that ready for the world, Curl.
You know what I'm saying? We are the world.
I like that song.
It's your favorite part, dog.
Here comes a time. That's what he said. There comes a time when we need a little something, something. I can't remember the words. So what are we doing on time, man? Because I'm out. I'm froze.
It's 9:46.
What are we doing on time, dude? I'm froze.
It's 9:46. She just phoned.
Oh, 9:46. Cash by the time, y'all know I'll be out there promoting for y'all, man.
Oh, man, let me tell y'all about the fight.
We tried to put it on tape, but it was too dark. We tried to get it.
Hey, man, do you mind if I tell my story, man?
Go ahead. Furious?
All right, look, man, we at the bar, right? And these two girls got into a fight. I don't know what the fight was about, but it started off one-on-one. Then a couple of others jumped in. Everybody going to jail. So the chick that started it all, she out there cussing out the police, right? So they slapped the cuffs on her. She like, why y'all taking me to jail? Right? They ain't say nothing. And then she was like, oh, y'all taking me to jail because I call y'all some bitches? And, hold on.
He took that.
Dog, look at your camera, dog.
I'm looking.
Hey. This is what I got off one of. They snatched her weave off, and I picked it up. This is weave, baby.
Dude, I'm going to put the picture. Put it back on so you can look like a dude from Jackie Brown, man.
She snatched her weave off. I got her weave.
He looked like he put it on that night.
What'd you say, Sunshine?
I said that's nothing new to females fighting.
Snatching off the weed?
Yeah, see that all there.
Well, let me ask you a question. If y'all spend all that money to get the weed put in your head, why are y'all there fighting? If you know that's the first thing she's gonna go for.
Do you see my
No, I'm not saying not. I'm not saying you per se. I'm just saying females in general.
Because their intention is not to go out and have to fight. Their intention is to look good and
see, Father Time, you
do what they
missed the whole story of that fight. You know, I was there moving around promoting Sin City like I do. And it started because she was up there with a dude. The dude that fell over on that was drunk, that's where it started from. Remember the one that just passed out and fell on the table?
Yeah.
That's where it started from.
Are you standing back there with some damn flip-flops and some damn socks on?
I am. Look at that. Don't you talk about my flip-flops. Talk about my damn flip-flops. It's your flip-flops too, baby.
My flip-flops and socks on.
Because I'm in the house. My feet cold, damn it.
she got
your
you
feet
good.
Home, but you got on some flip flops.
It's not flip flops. These Jordan goddamn sandals. It's a different.
Sandal.
Yes, they call Jordan sandals.
Flip flops.
Flip flops are different. Baby.
Let me see that damn.
These are Jordan.
I don't give a damn name on it. It's still a damn flip flop. That's the name brand flip flop. It's still a fucking flip flop. It's flip and flop on your damn foot.
Flip flop. I'm gonna wear flip flop.
Whatever.
I use them at house shoes.
It still ain't gonna make you get no higher. Just to go on
there. Damn.
Oh, I can get high. I climb trees, baby. All my life.
Oh yeah, Cass did say you was a little monkey. Okay.
Yeah, I climbed all trees, baby. You don't want that, hey, you don't want that monkey on your ass.
Ooh, man, I think
I
you
don't
need
want
to go ahead and be quiet,
ass.
Man.
You don't want that monkey on your ass.
She not already got you twice, dude. Just leave it alone, man.
Ain't nobody paying attention to you, father,
guy. You fighting a losing battle, man.
Hey.
I'm just saying, she got you.
Hey, you know me, never quit. Never
give
up,
man.
Never stop fighting.
Wow. Wow. All right. Everybody else needs to log on so y'all can see what she's talking about. He got on his Jordan sandal. Flip. What'd you call them, sandals?
No, she called them flip-flops. She called them
flip-flops.
Flip-flops
with some socks on, with an Army Fatigue shirt on, a beater, looked like a Army Fatigue beater. Why you
it's
got all
a white beater with Army white beater.
It's after 9 o'clock.
With
isn't
some,
dark
with
as hell
black ass Jordan shorts on. That's what I'm wearing.
That ain't no white bitch. That's a tank top.
That's a black beetle. That's what they call them. I don't know what the fuck a white beetle was.
I'm about to stop broadcasting, man.
Dude, right,
just
man.
Leave it alone, man. She got you, man. Leave it alone. You lost. You lost. Accept it. You lost.
Never lose. Keep fighting till you can't fight no more. See, I don't give up like you all the time. I'm going to keep fighting.
Well, hell, I know a losing battle when I see one.
I never see a losing battle. That's why it makes me a general and you're a captain. Nah, I'm just kidding. All right. All right.
All right, we're going to throw it out to our callers. Anybody got anything they want to discuss right quick? Anybody? Sunshine, what's
anybody
on your mind?
Anybody?
Other than this dude behind me.
I'm good. I was told to be in tonight,
so.
I'm surprised you didn't say nothing about my sunglasses.
I did. You weren't listening.
Oh, I missed that one.
I said it's after 9 o'clock at night. You got on some damn sunglasses.
Well, baby, I'm a vampire. I can't stand the light.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Janine, what's going on with you?
Nothing
you got
much.
Something you want to discuss,
tense.
Sweetheart?
No, just tense, but I'm going to work it out. I'm going to work it out real good. Somebody going to check
right.
it out or something.
Postman must on his way over.
You still going to class, right?
I have 3 more weeks to go.
3 more weeks. So, all right. We already know what's going on with that.
You know what's going on
with
what?
I can't get to the switchboard, so is Miss Toya still on here? Miss Toya, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind, sweetheart?
Nothing at all. I miss y'all. I so miss y'all. Y'all just made my night for real.
We miss you too, cuz.
Oh.
Okay.
She's happy.
Huh?
Don't forget, stay in contact.
You was happy.
I am.
And that was good.
Hey, man. Yo.
What's up, man?
All right, man. I just got to say this. I mean, I just dipped away for a second, but I just got to say this. I got the most ignorant baby mama I ever had in my life.
No, I think
even
I got you beat.
No, this motherfucker I just got to go on a couple of second tirade. This motherfucker mad because my daughter is in the indoor pool having fun because I sent them away. I sent them to a pool to have some fun. Because, hey, my AC in this house, the AC went out, AC gone. Hey, what the hell I want with all these kids sitting here hot looking at me? So I paid for them to go to a hotel, get in the pool, have a little fun. Man, do you think this? Man, oh, Lord.
Okay, what did
you
say?
What?
What did she say?
She asked what she had, and I told her she's in the pool. They're at the hotel in the pool. Well, she ain't answering her phone. Why would she have her phone inside the pool?
Right.
Like, you need to have her call me right now. For what? What the fuck do you want? What problem is it that I can't take care of while she here? I am to the point today.
Inhale, exhale.
Let me help you calm down, Cass.
Hey, don't let her take your joy from you, nigga. Fuck that.
Okay, let me help you.
Inhale, exhale.
You know what?
Okay,
let me help you calm down on that one. This is what they want you to do, to be upset about.
Right.
She wants your daughter to be not happy with you. With her being happy with you, it makes her pissed off. Because she's supposed to be against you.
I'm going to tell everybody that's on here looking, fuck the cup, I got the bottle in my hand, and I'm turning it up.
But you know, look past it, man.
Hey, man, we already talked about this, dog. You know what you got to do.
You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up, man. You've been a good father all these years, and you always going to be
the wheels are already in motion, dog. The wheels is already in motion.
I'm going through right now. Really don't. Because you're doing good, man. Don't let them discourage you.
Hey, stick to the plan, dude.
Oh, no. No doubt. No doubt.
You stick to the plan.
No doubt. But
you know what I mean?
I'm going to do it just in case she's listening. I'm tired. I don't want to do it no more. You win. No, bitch, you lose every time.
Just stick to the plan. Get the ball in motion, man. That's all you got to do.
We talked about that. You already know. I already been down there and did what I had to do. I took my proper steps. Dude, it's a wrap, man. It's a wrap. My baby down here enjoying herself. You call and trying to make her life miserable. What kind of shit is that? What fucking mother calls to make they child life miserable?
Because they're jealous. That's jealousy. They're jealous how close they are to the father.
I don't think jealousy has nothing to do with it. I do. Okay, can I finish, please?
Oh, go ahead, bro.
Thank you. I think they're just vindictive, man. Point blank. Y'all not together no more? She unhappy. Unhappiness.
Exactly.
So she gonna make you unhappy. She gonna do everything in her power to make you unhappy. You know what I mean? We already talked about this, dog. You know what's up.
Right.
Let me give
you
another
towel view. Hold on, y'all.
Upset.
I feel what y'all saying. Cause me and Janine was talking about this the other night. Oh, damn, I let it go again.
Yeah, postman rang twice.
I had to get you. I use on the phone.
Goodness, everybody got drunk.
We still
hey, Janine, I don't got no jokes, sweetheart. I'm just waiting for them 3 weeks. That's it.
Why you gotta
I got
wait for
no
them 3 weeks?
Jokes. I ain't got no
to
jokes.
You can talk to me. You ain't got to wait for them 3 weeks.
Janine,
nah.
I did.
Why you waiting on me to get my money? You don't know how much money I'm making right now.
Hey, with that Masters, with that master's is significantly going to be more.
Mm.
I told you I'm going to be in your bushes with a bouquet of roses waiting on you to get home.
Really?
Trust me, don't laugh. He'll be on there for real.
Yeah, right.
He'll stop. What you getting your master's in? Business administration. Go ahead on, girl.
That's what I'm talking about. You go, girl.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you.
We going to talk. Y'all know we went over again, man. You know they're going to cut us off.
Fuck them, man. Out there, it ain't like they ain't cut us off before.
But look, all right, let's just keep on going. I got a question. Now, I'm pretty sure. Okay, Jimmy, I know you have shorties. Toy, you have shorties. Sunshine, you have shorties too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, pertaining to his situation, if the guy doesn't want to be with you, why is it so hard for mothers to let him go and let him live his life and be happy? Why is it so hard?
I can't speak for no other female because I've never been in that situation. I have 3 kids, 2 different baby daddies, 1 I was married to, and the one I was married to, I'm the one that filed for a divorce, and when I filed for a divorce, it was like he didn't want to have nothing else to do with our son. So that scenario, I couldn't even know how to answer that because that's not the type of female I am. Once I let you go, it's pretty much a done deal. There is no go back. That's it.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish.
Kids or not, you know, I really don't care because I've already said in my mind that this is my child. I have to do what I have to do to take care of my child. So, and that's how I've always been. So, as far as trying to hold on to a nigga because we got kids together, nah, I'm more like deuces because That's one less headache I got to deal with. I don't have time for that baby mama drama and the baby daddy drama. Nah, I'm good on that one.
Oh, hey, I feel your pain, girl. Now, Ms. Toya, I've met your kid's father personally.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know too much about the guy, but did you have a hard time letting him go?
No. I was tired. My mom's situation probably was way different than everybody else. I was with my husband for 18 years. This is why me got tired. When I get tired, can nobody else in the world tell you when you're tired? I got tired. I left. I'm a firm believer. If it ain't working for me, I'm going to walk away from it and not go back. That's the past. Something you either supposed to learn from or you're going to still get fucked up from. Obviously, with that coming, she must still carry feelings for him. Well, she wouldn't act like that. That part of whatever him and her had together should have been closed a long time ago. So if it's still
okay.
Around,
all right, well, let me ask a question. Because now, Toy, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I ain't went back that way.
I know.
Now, and my thing is, okay, you actually mad at me because my daughter loved me? I mean, at what point do you ever get over this shit?
She will. Whenever she finds somebody that can take her man, off of you, I guess. That's stupid.
Well,
real.
Damn, nigga. Okay, I'm finna jump on Sin City. I'm gonna jump on Facebook, Sin City, wherever the fuck I gotta go. Hey, I'm going to put a bed in for her ass.
Yeah, they
can
put up with somebody. She ain't got no clothes, and she needs some clothes.
I'll pass.
This is fucking ridiculous. I mean,
clothes. All these girls say they're talking about they done moved on and da-da-this, da-da-da, bitch. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You know what? A lot of them haven't. A lot of them haven't. That's why.
They just lie. And then the fact that he done went on with his life and he happy is even more of a slap in the face because misery loves company. The bitch miserable, and she wants you to be miserable with her, too. Phone call. Told you.
Okay.
Take a picture of your ass and send it to her with a notation at the bottom. Kiss it. That's not the nicest thing I could tell you to do.
Okay, I got a question on that one. You know, because I've been up here in the soda for a second. You know what I'm saying? I was able to see my daughter every week. But all of a sudden, she started cutting it off, talking about she's here, she's there. But we had a little conversation that we I'm supposed to see my daughter every week or every other week, you know.
Okay.
But now it's like, when my weeks come up, she's somewhere else. She's at her auntie's. She's somewhere that I don't know where to get to. Yes. Always.
You better take that, take her to court.
Okay.
Same thing I told her.
But see, me in courts, I'm not, I mean, if they
hold on, man. Hold on, dog. I want
to
cut you off, dog.
Okay.
I want to cut you off, dog.
Okay. Finish it.
Let me, okay. Now, I'm pretty sure, okay, everybody has kids, so everybody know a little bit about the child support system and so forth. Can somebody please tell this man it does not matter what you've done in your past, it don't matter your criminal background or nothing, that has nothing to do with you going to court filing a motion to get visitation. Will somebody please tell him that?
And that's my biggest problem.
As long as you don't have to register as a sex offender,
okay,
you have
you
the right to see your child.
Thank
but
you.
I had a violent crime in my history.
Got
so
nothing to do with
saying,
it.
It
don't matter. You've had plenty of violent crimes.
Have you been in
you
trouble?
You ain't got.
How many killers have you been in trouble?
I still didn't hear you, honey. I'm sorry.
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. I had a violent crime.
Okay.
You know,
have you been in trouble since then?
Nope.
No.
Is that
okay? So when you go to court, you can tell the judge, look, Your Honor, I was young, I was stupid. Even though it was 2 years ago, my mentality has changed.
No,
I'm trying to do better. I want to spend time with my child.
So I want to hear this from a female because she always thought, well, you got this violent crime and stuff, and you can never do this.
You're a jackass listening to that shit.
I was a jackass listening to it because I don't know.
Listen.
If you don't know, you're going to listen to what somebody said.
I told your ass.
That means nothing, dog.
Nothing.
Okay, you got a felony on your record.
okay, we got a partner who got three felonies on his record, but he still got the right to see his kids when he want to.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Okay. I mean, that's the only thing
I'm saying.
I'm
not hearing what I'm saying. As long as you're not registered as a sex offender, you can see your child.
You can see your kid anytime you want to.
See,
you're the one keep falling for that shit that they say. Oh, well, you can't come see your child. I mean, shit,
they
I'm going to tell you like
you
this.
Well, you're right.
Okay,
that was
so
I can't get out the court's messenger and looking at that.
Dude, I'm sitting here with all four of my kids. I got all four of my kids here right now.
But you only
have four. And she, okay, and motherfucker, you done sat right there with me when they just told me you would never see my kids, you would never see your kids again. Man, that shit don't scare me. That shit don't scare no. Look here, dog, I'm going to tell you like this. A real man don't get scared. You know what I'm saying? A real
man
fight.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. You gonna tell me I can't see my kids? I'm gonna prove to you, just like all my kids are right here, right now with me. That's because, nigga, you not gonna stop me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Like she told me.
I never went to court, but I still force it. I still would go and do the thing. I never did the court thing yet because the court thing scared me. Last time I was in court, they gave me time.
I'm sorry, y'all. I hate to say this.
If you ain't did the time that I did, you don't know what time is. I did the real time. Jail and prison is two different times. You can do jail. Jail ain't shit.
Prison has shit to do with your kids. What does that have to do with your kids?
I think if a motherfucker studied telling me that,
you don't go to criminal court without no family case. You got a family court.
Oh, so that's different. Wait. That's different courts. Oh, I was trying to hear what the sunshine was saying. So that's different courts, right?
You know that's different courts, man. Come on, now. Stop acting like
I didn't. Court is court to me.
Wait, you're not that dumb. Don't get on the show acting like you that stupid. You're too old to act like you're that stupid, man. Come on, dog. What you saying don't make no sense. No, a courtroom for a motherfucker that's going to court on criminal shit is totally different from child support.
But they they can't bring up your past and mess you up for not saying it. Period.
No,
that's
dog.
That's my whole thing.
You ain't.
You know,
you
see that child court and she can bring. Well, he did this and did this in the past. And
what did you do? Okay. What did you do? And you knew. Everything that you did was before you even met her. So if you knew that, you did with me. So what the fuck is the difference?
No, that's not technically true. Cause when I did my
that is true, man. That's true. Yes, it is.
The one I'm talking about, what I did when I was with her. That's the one I'm talking about. I ain't talking about my daughter. I'm talking about my son, my other son, my youngest son.
You know what, dog? You can make all the excuses you want. I got all mine here right now, brother. I'm not going to argue with you about it. All mine here right now. They be here in a minute. So they went to the hotel to go swim. So
I'm trying to actually get more knowledge about it because I didn't know it.
You're not getting no knowledge on it because you keep trying to make excuses. You're not trying to hear what the fuck
I'm telling y'all why I didn't.
We're going to do it like this. Okay, Sunshine, are you still with us there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, I need you to explain to him, okay? I got him on mute, so he can't interrupt you. Please give this man some understanding. Please break it down to him like he in the second fucking grade. And I want you to listen.
Okay.
Don't say nothing.
As long as you have not raped anyone, molested anyone, had sex with a minor and then labeled as a sex offender and have to register as a sex offender and you are paying child support, you can visit your child. You do not go to the same court. You don't go to a criminal court for a family case. There is a family court. You have a right. Don't you see those commercials that say dads have rights? Get
all
your ass on the internet when we get offline. Get on the internet and go look up dad rights, father's rights. You have rights. If you're paying child support, you have a right to see your child. If you have not done anything to hurt your own child or someone else's child, you have a right to see your child.
Are you listening?
You scared to go to court? Throw that bullshit out the window. Let that shit the fuck go. Nigga, if you're scared, take your ass to church and pray. But do what you got to do to see your damn child. If that means you got to go to court, oh, well, so be it. Do what you got to do to go to court. Don't, and it's a boy, too? Are you serious right now? Are you serious? You don't let no female talk you into not going to see your damn child. Don't do that, for real, especially if it's a boy, because he needs you. All these little boys, and you up here in Minnesota, you hear about all these little boys that's getting shot every other damn day. You need to be a part of your son's life, and you shouldn't let his mama or any fucking body else keep you away from your child, and I'm just being real about it. I have not ever once, my oldest two kids, their daddy is locked up right now, 65 years. I have never once told him he could not see his kids. When I was still in Indiana, taking them to go see their dad.
Okay.
Who the hell calling me?
All right, y'all.
Oh, my nephew. So using wait, that excuse about
well,
you getting out of court.
Sunshine. You broke it down. You broke it down better than my brothers did it for me.
No, fuck that. Fuck that.
No, I gotta
not
give
you,
Ms. Sunshine.
Sunshine. Not you, Sunshine. Hey, dog.
I gotta get it to you, Mr.
Hold
Sunshine.
On. I see what I gotta do. I see what I gotta do. Cause see, some motherfuckers just don't know where to be quiet. Listen. Break it down to him, dog. Cause the motherfucker don't believe me. He don't.
Dog.
Listen. Hold on, dog. He don't understand that this is the shit. Then me and you go through all the time dealing with this court bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You got yours. I got mine. She right back there in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this motherfucker, he don't want to listen to the motherfuckers that been through the shit, that know what they talking about. That's what pisses me off. Will you give this motherfucker some understanding, please? Because apparently I'm wrong. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, you know what? I ain't got to say any real talk. I mean, I understand that you got to hear from a woman, but what she said ain't shit but the same shit we've been saying to you from day one. Dog, it's a fucking fight. The bottom line is, are you willing to fight? I mean, dog, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. I get frustrated. I get frustrated. I get upset. I mean, I ain't going to lie. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Only my closest people know how fucking frustrated I get. Everybody else think my shit is just great. You know what I'm saying? But people close to me, they know how frustrated I get. You know what I'm saying? No. I mean, only reason I spoke tonight because motherfuckers on the phone that we on the phone with, shit, we been on the phone so long, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I can communicate with y'all. And I know that the people that's on the phone ain't gonna tell me nothing wrong. But, man, real talk, and you know it. Dog, you done been right there when that motherfucker done told me I'm not gonna see my kids again. I mean, I just talked to Tama last week. She told me I couldn't bring my damn daughter back here. Yeah, all right. Just like I told him, dude, my daughter will be here. All my kids coming with me. Dog, you got that piece of paper? Because they gotta acknowledge your rights. Nigga, I mean, shit, if you gotta call the police, call the police. Shit, you think I don't? I call the police every fucking time. I don't fight with her ass. She tell me, you won't see my kids? Nigga, I pull up, I'm finna, once I tell her, because after I did it the first three times, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, it's cool. She see me getting on that phone, she send her hands right out the door. She talk a little shit. Talk your shit. You know what I'm saying? But we gone.
All she doing is calling your bluff.
Right. And then, like tonight, oh, she better call me for the night over. Why? What you going to do? What can you do? You can't do
right.
any fucking thing. She with her daddy. He got parental rights. He got parental rights. So what can you do? Dog, that bluff shit, nigga, call the motherfuckers bluff. Call they bluff
exactly.
And you will see more times, you will see more times you will win. Nigga, it's all about how hard you want to fight. You don't want to fight that hard, then don't fight. You know what I'm saying? But don't get mad at nobody else. Get mad at yourself, nigga. Fuck it. I'm going to war for mine. I'm going to war. Shit, nigga, you know my babies. Me and my oldest, hell, we stay into it every fucking day. But where she at? Where she say she wants to come? I'm going down there with my daddy. I'm going with my daddy. Because at the end of the day, she know daddy gonna take care of her. She know daddy gonna take care of her. She know daddy gonna love her. Daddy gonna do whatever. Daddy harder than mama. But nigga, the bottom line is, that's what it is. You gotta do what you gotta do, dog. Shit, I ain't here to be their friend. I think I'm here to be their daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the only other motherfucker that's going to have more say so than me is her husband.
Right.
When you say I do, that's when I bag away. That's when I step back. Other than that, nigga, ain't no man going to have more control over you than me. I mean, not to say control, but... Shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be the man in your life that you come to. When the situation go bad, I'm going to my daddy. I'm finna find out where I'm gonna ask my daddy. Now, once you say I do, that's when I step back. I step back. I don't step out. I just step back. That's real talk, dog.
And that's why I come to SinCity.Screws.com, you know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all going to give the real talk. You know what I'm saying? My Sin City family is going to tell me the real shit. And I appreciate that.
Man, you just recognize, man. Like I've been telling your ass for the last 6-7 fucking months. Go to court. Go to fucking court.
All you got to do, man. Go to court.
Once you get that paper, hey, shit you can do.
I had that issue about courts, man. I'm sorry.
I told you that, though.
Yeah, and I told you that I had that issues about courts. Anytime I go to
okay,
court,
wait, let me alone. Let me ask you a question. How many times have I said, hey, we could put the papers out right now, fill them out, and go file them? How many times have I told you
that? I said that it was me. I had them issues about court. You know, y'all help
criminal
me get
shit.
Over
so
that.
Now, wait, so now so
me.
Ass ain't scared no more. The next time we be on Sin City, we gonna hear some type of update, right?
Oh, most deaf, baby, most deaf. I'm finna work on this. You know what I'm saying? Cause I appreciate y'all giving me this knowledge now. I got knowledge now. You know what I'm saying? From a female point of view, I can hear the male point of view, but from a female point of view, it makes me understand more that I do have.
You know what?
That
choice.
I mean, I know
told
this
you.
Is But no
disrespect to
y'all.
What did I tell you when I said
male.
You don't, nigga? The male. That's what you need to be listening to. Cause we the niggas is going through the same shit you finna go through.
Exactly.
But once again,
but
I must
know,
say,
you know what?
Y'all record is a lot cleaner than mine. That's why I had to hear a female point.
What records got to do with it, man?
To me, I thought they had a lot to do with it.
Hold on, dude. Sunshine, make your point, sweetheart.
I understand why he's saying he need a female point of view because he's dealing with a female. Y'all can't tell him how a female think because you're not a female.
But if it's the same thing we're going through, Sunshine, listen to me, Sunshine. If we already have the experience, if we've already gone through what he's about to go through, aren't we the best knowledge?
But it's never the same experience.
It doesn't matter.
Listen, that's just like when you were a child and your mama tell you not to do something, you don't listen.
Nigga, you don't listen to us. What did I tell you the other day? You told me your words was, hey, you might tell me to do something, but because you told me, I ain't gonna listen.
But I apologize for that dinner.
But you're doing the same thing.
But you still not understanding my point. I had that issue in me that my criminal court will go
Okay, I feel you, but what did she tell you?
That's how I looked at it.
Okay. All right, so what did she tell you that I didn't tell you?
She told me on a female point of view that no matter what she really said, that won't go over to that court.
All right, so what did she tell you? Once again, what did she tell you that I didn't tell you?
It was just a female something that I know a female went through. It's, I don't know. I ain't going
exactly.
to know. It just sounded better coming from a female.
Once again, you really have a statement that you could tell me something, but I'm not going to listen to you. I'll listen to somebody else.
No, because she kind of understands that it's two different situations. Like I was still saying.
Okay. What situation different? What's different
my
about what she said?
My criminal record is a lot worse. Okay, if you look up your criminal record and look at mine,
I'm not saying
worse
that.
We're
not talking about What did she say that was different than what I said?
She understood what I was saying. That's what she said.
Okay, but
she didn't say nothing different than what I said. No, y'all wasn't understanding what I was saying about why. Y'all was just steady giving me the information that I needed. I mean, seriously, listen.
I don't even know, like I
told you before, I know when I make mistakes. And like I told you, I apologize for that. It was the thing that y'all wasn't listening to why I wasn't doing it.
No. You're the one that's not listening because she told you the same thing I told you. What did she tell you different?
Ms. Sunshine, could you please explain this for me a little bit better?
She don't have to explain nothing to me. She don't have to explain nothing to me because the same thing that she said, oh, she's 110% right. She's 110% right. But you, what I'm asking you is, what did I say to you different that she didn't say?
It wasn't what you said. Y'all wasn't understanding.
Understanding what, man?
Ms. Sunshine, could you please help me out here?
No, she can't help you. You explain it in your words.
Because y'all still not going to understand what I'm saying. I was still scared
you
of the criminal thing.
He was going to the same court. He thinking he had to go to a criminal court to get his case heard.
Sunshine, I want to cut you off. But that motherfucker is not that goddamn dumb. He ain't that goddamn dumb. He know the difference.
When? What other courts that I went to?
You know the difference between family court and criminal court.
No, I don't. I ain't never been in a family court.
You've been knowing us all your motherfucking life.
We've both been through family court.
So get the fuck out of here.
Y'all just started going to family court. What other court have I went to in my life?
What the fuck have I been going to court since my daughter was three?
What other court have I been to? Hell, I've been in court
the last 16 years.
And you know this because you've been around us. You already know.
I always thought it was the same.
You know when it comes to motherfucking kids, we know what the fuck we talking about. You know that much.
And that
come on,
dog.
Keep it real. Keep it real.
The only thing I was arguing about was the courts. Last time I was in court, I went to goddamn.
That's criminal court. That's a different court.
But I always thought court was court. I went to traffic court and they brought the goddamn criminal charge on me, so I thought court was court.
A traffic charge can't turn into a criminal charge. We're talking about family court, man.
Okay, but them the only courts I went to. Y'all still getting y'all point of court, and I got your point, but y'all not getting my point.
Wait.
What's your point?
Wait.
A court to me was a court. You go to court,
wait.
You get locked up.
Wait.
I was going to, if I had a charge or anything, after that court was over, they'd get me on something else. That's what I was worried about. Listen to me, dog. We grew up like brothers, dog. I mean, I make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. I make mistakes. Listen to me, brother. Just listen to me. We grew up like brothers, dog.
So everything that you're saying to me right now, everything that you're saying is bullshit because I know you're smarter than that. I know you're smarter than that. Nigga, we grew up back in that. Everything I know, you know.
Okay, maybe I need to get Mr. Charlie on the phone with me to make y'all understand what courts are to us.
Okay, what's this motherfucker?
No, no, no.
I wish you would. Wait a minute. I think I got it. Call him, man. He goes to court faithfully. If you go to court for such and such or something like, I mean, y'all look at court. He know the difference. Call it. Hey, maybe I don't. I'm calling. Hold on. I'm trying to find it now. Hold on. I'm trying to find it now.
Don't try to change it up now. Look at courts different.
I'm going to go somebody that has been in the same bullshit that damn near I went through.
Court, like you and him, the only two motherfuckers been in criminal court. How many times you been to criminal court?
One time.
And let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
Sweetheart, go back in the bedroom, please.
And it wasn't for you.
Okay. Go back in the bedroom.
Wait a minute. Can we call out on the phone right now?
Oh, no. Nope, because the show ain't live. We can't call out. Fuck.
But, I mean, I apologize for it. It's no disrespect to y'all because y'all always going to be
okay,
my
hold
brother,
on,
man.
Dog. Let me ask you a question, man. You keep bringing up this criminal court. Okay.
Listen to me,
because I can always put your ass on mute. Now, listen to me. Okay. True enough. Okay, you did prison time. True enough. Okay, I give you that. But my point is, just because you got caught, told me. Now, you know my background. You know some of the crimes I've committed, so we ain't got to go there. You just happened to get caught, and I did.
Time out. I didn't get caught. I got charged for something that I actually didn't do. I went to prison for something that I didn't do, not the shit that I did.
So why are you bragging about it? Why are you making that a big point?
You didn't let me finish. And like I must say again, this could be just an excuse, you know, that I'm making. But this is what I was... people was telling me. Maybe I was hearing the wrong ones back in them days that once you get out of prison, all your rights is taken away from you. You can't vote. You can't do this. You can't do this. You
got nothing to do with your. Got nothing to do with you seeing your child. No judge will stop you from seeing your kid because of your criminal background. Like she said earlier, as long as you're not a sex offender, you can see your child. All you got to do is fucking go to court, file a paper, and see your kid. That's it.
And hell, you know what?
Hold on, dog. Let Sunshine make a point.
We always cutting her off. I'm sorry, Sunshine.
I'm going to give you your voice, girl, because you in Minnesota. Go ahead.
No, I just said that, I mean, even if you were a sex offender, you might still be able to see your kids, but it'll have to be super bad.
Baby, I'm not a sex offender.
I didn't say that you what?
I just
see,
did
that. You're not listening again. Don't make me come at because you're not listening.
I'm sorry, baby.
Let her make a point, man.
I said, not saying you specifically. I'm just saying a person has been charged with that. I said it's possible that they still can have a right to see their child. It just would have to be supervised.
Exactly. You're 100% correct.
With your criminal background, the worst that they could tell you is that you will have supervised visits, but you will still be able to see your child.
His criminal background ain't all that. Don't let him fool you. Oh, she left us, dog. She left us.
No, you don't know. It's bad enough. How about that?
All right, look, it's
on,
just,
man.
It's just now it's just
it's
us on the line.
On here.
It's
come
just
on.
Us.
And it's bad enough. It's
come on,
bad
man.
Enough.
If you feel like that, dog, I'm going to tell you like this. If you feel like that,
I mean, but
that's
how can y'all get
man.
Mad at me because I didn't know?
I ain't mad at it.
Don't get me wrong. I understand what y'all was saying, but my whole point was that y'all a lot cleaner than me. Y'all
ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what, Renell? Hold on, Renell. All three of us, we the only three motherfuckers on here, ain't none of us squeaky fucking clean. You just got caught. Point blank, you got caught. You got caught up in some bullshit, and you did some time. Oh, fucking well. That's not our fault.
You still not getting what I'm saying. And like I said, it might just be an excuse. Like I told Zach, I understand my excuses. You know what I'm saying? This could just be another excuse that I'm just putting up. I didn't know.
Well,
I just went to what the female told me.
Hold on, Renell. Ain't nobody else on this phone but us. Nigga, you ain't do no years. You only did a couple months.
Nigga, I sat in that motherfucker for 2 years, motherfucker. While you're bullshitting, I did 2 years in that motherfucker.
Hold on.
And not counting the 6 months I did before they sent me there.
Okay, Renell, don't say nothing. Hold on for a second. Zach, hold on for a second. Okay, you did 2 years, right? You did 2 years.
Hold on, dog.
Let me make my point, please. Hold on. You did 2 years, right? Two years and 6 months, right?
Yeah.
2 years and 6 months. Okay. Now, you want to talk about Mr. Charlie? We all know that motherfucker did some fucking years, but can't nobody on this fucking planet never say that motherfucker didn't see his tears, that motherfucker didn't raise his tears.
That's not what I said. I said the court thing with Mr. Charlie. I said court things is different.
It don't matter. You keep talking about your 2 years. We all know for a fact this motherfucker did at least 10, 12 years combined. And he still see his kids. That's my point. He still see his kids. Am I lying, dude?
He had the relationship with his girls, though. I didn't get that choice. That's the point that I was trying to make. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what I'm saying, it's an excuse of what I'm making up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you make up a whole lot of excuses. Because I didn't tell you, and he didn't tell you.
But y'all still not listening. I can admit that. I'm telling y'all why I was scared to go to these courts. This whole thing, the whole point I was trying to make, this is why I was scared of these courts. This could be excuses, and I can admit that. This is why. I didn't say I'm not going to try it now since y'all told me because I'm learning shit. You know,
Sunshine, he ain't trying to hear that. He ain't trying to hear that, Sunshine. Because this motherfucker hard-headed.
No, see, y'all not...
He hard-headed. Renell, I listened to you for goddamn 30 fucking years, man.
And you
we both We both. Now, listen to me, man. Listen, I'm going to break it down to you. You already know both of our situations. You sat in here earlier today while we were cleaning up, listening to me and my daughter talk about the situation with her mama. I know you heard the situation. And I know you heard the things that my daughter said about her mama. You heard them. I know you did. So that's some bullshit to me, man, because you already know what we have been through. You need to learn from my motherfucking experiences so you don't have to go through the same bullshit. I done told you 100 motherfucking times.
Let's
print out the motherfucking papers and fill them out. You get visitation rights, and she can't stop you. If she tried to, all you got to do is call the motherfucking police. Now, how many times have I told you that?
And once again, I'm going to say this. This is not an excuse. This is a fact. All things is not the same. That's not an excuse. That's just a fact. Just because, like I said before, just because you going through one thing, my things is a whole lot different. Y'all, let me see. Well, how can I say this without y'all saying that I'm not listening? Let me think.
All right, hold on, dog. Hold on. Hey, dog. I see your ass over there eating pizza and shit. Motherfucking fat ass ain't sharing shit. Yeah, you bigger than me now, so you a fat ass now.
No
I'm
fat ass
you.
Should be eating that goddamn all the cards. You know
look.
You don't need all them cards.
Look, grab the chair, man. Grab the chair. Hey, man. Let's end the show. We gonna finish the shit in the chat room, dog. I see Sunshine Sexy Ass sitting there. Even though you was trying to snap out on me earlier today. I know you can hear me, Sunshine. Hey, end the show, dog. Because I'm froze. End the show. We're going to finish it in the chat room. I see Janine in here, too.
All right.
Grab a chair,
I'm about to end it now.